Martin Lloyd from Greenpeace International gives a short overview of the work they've done with Rails and Django. This is Thijs van der Vossen from Fingertips Design and Development. I'm happy to bring you a talk from the Rails Show and Tell meeting held in Amsterdam on the 22nd of June 2006.
First, thanks very much to Thijs for organizing this and bringing all you guys here. It certainly saves me going out and trying to meet you all individually. I think the picking up on what Thijs said about when did people start using Rails, I joined Greenpeace about 20 months ago, and I was hired to sort out our intranet. And when I got here, I said, okay, so I need to find a developer and pick a technology and this kind of stuff. And I was told, no, that's all been done. You have a developer, and you'll be building it in OpenACS using a language called Tickle, and you'll be hosting it on AOL servers. That's all been decided. I was feeling a bit sketchy. I met the developer about a week later who said, you know, I really don't want to build this on OpenACS. There's this new thing called Rails. I said, well, okay, how new is this exactly? He said, well, it's version 0. something. It was written by this Danish student guy I've met. It's kind of, you know, I was wondering if this was actually any better. But in the end, we went with it, and so it kind of lived up to some of the hype. It was very quick. Development is very easy to do, lots of stuff. It went very well. So that was our introduction to Ruby and Rails within Greenpeace. And about a year later, I was kicking off another project to do a big social networking development within Greenpeace. And we kind of thought, well, we need to pick a developer and a technology. And we thought, tell you what, let's just pick a good developer, and then we'll pick a good technology from there. And once we'd found our developer, we sat down and we said, what should we build this in? We said, well, we could do it in Rails, but there's this really new technology we've come across that we really like called Django. It was written by this bunch of journalists in the middle of America, and we're not really sure. We haven't done anything with it before. We'd like to try it. And I said yes to that one as well. And in the end, the deciding factor was that Rails released version 1.0 about 2 weeks earlier, and so it clearly wasn't quite cool and cutting-edge enough anymore. So, so this was how we got onto Django. And Rolf over there has been talking to some of you guys about what we've been doing with that, and hopefully in the next month or so we'll be going public with that project, which is really cool. So since then, we've done a bunch of stuff with these technologies. We see a lot of mileage in both of them. We're really looking forward to learning more about them and being able to pick up on more of the things these kind of things let us do, particularly developing things quickly, developing things that, you know, sort of get the job done fast, and to do it in a secure, a safe, and a sort of doing things properly kind of way. So, and the final thing I'd say is that since we started working with these technologies, I've met an awful lot of really, really good developers, and I suspect there's a connection there. So on that note, I'm going to shut up, and I can't see the sign from here, so whoever's going to speak first is then going to start talking, but it might be Andy. Thank you.
You've been listening to a talk from the Rails Show and Tell meeting held in Amsterdam on the 22nd of June 2006. If you'd like to find out more about our meetings, please visit Fingertips Design and Development at www.fngtps.com.